Profession.
No. I'm just a student. Here we go. Okay, Pasuk Chaf Aleph. Pasuk Chaf Aleph is V'haisa. V'haisa lohem l'chuk aselam. We did this. We did this yesterday. I'm sorry about the Pasuk Chabez. Pasuk Chaf Beis. V'chol asher yiga boi hatame yitma. Anyone. V'chol asher yiga boi hatame. Asher yiga boi hatame. Yitma, the nefesh hanagas titma anaref. Now this means anyone that we're going back now to the person who's tamei, the person who came in contact with the dead. If he will touch another person, that person will become tamei. Yitma will spread. So b'chol, anyone, any individual, asher which yiga boy hatamei. The tamei here is the person who is contaminated. He came in contact with the tuma. If he will now go and touch someone else. Yitma, that individual will become Tameh because he made contact. Nefesh Hanagas, and if a person touches him, also Titma Adar. So the Pasuk over here is basically saying over here that we have a person that's a Tameh Mace. He came in contact with the dead. And by coming in contact with the dead, he has upon his body a degree of Tumah. If he will touch somebody, or if somebody will touch him, either way, that person will become tummy as well. The tumma will go down one level, but when that person has become tummy, they don't have the same severity. They do not need the para adum water. They only need to go to mikvah and wait until the sun sets. Let's see Rashi for more clarity, and then then we'll see the Rashi over here. Let's pasuk over here. Now let's pasuk chaf. Now let's just do over here the first the Rashi and the Targum. Then Rashi goes to town. Rashi really goes on and explains. He reviews the entire parsha. We'll do that in one moment. First, let's just the basic. V'chol asher yiga boi hatamei hazeh shenitma b'meis yitma. Anyone that this individual touches, yitma, he will spread the contamination to that person. V'hanefesh hanagas bo. Anyone that touches him b'tamei meis. Titma Adaref. Mikan Lamanu, this Pasuk is teaching us, Shahames Avia Voice Atoma. The dead body is Avia Voice. The Hanogea by Av Atoma. Whoever touches the dead body becomes an Av. And Umetame Adam. And he has the ability to make another person into a Risha. Zeo Perusha Lufi Mashmo Vihil Choyseha. Period. We're going to stop over there for the moment. So the teaching goes over here is now that one thing that's not telling is not explicitly saying over here is that the only one that needs the paraduma water is the person who comes in direct contact with the dead body, the person who is the an av hatuma. But if the av hatuma touches a person, an individual, that individual becomes a rishon, and a person who is a rishon does not need paraduma water. The only thing he needs to do is to go to mikvah and he's done. The only one that needs the par adum water is a person who is an av hatuma. How does one become an av hatuma? Either through contact with the dead body or being in the ohel, in the same tent, in the same domain as the dead body. Then he becomes an av hatuma. If he will then go and touch food or touch another human being, that person becomes a rishon hatuma. A Rishon L'tumah does not need Par Adumah water. A Rishon L'tumah only needs to go to Mikvah and to wait until the sun sets. So like we learned yesterday, there are seven levels of Tumas Nes. Seven Madregas. Avi Avois is number one. Then comes the Av. Then is the Rishon. Then is the Sheni. Shlishi is only by Truma. Revi is only by Kochim. And a chamishi is only by matters relating to the preparation of the para aduma. So in grand total, there are seven levels of tumah. The only one that needs actually to be sprinkled with the para aduma water on day 3 and day 7, and then go to mikvah and wait until the sun sets, is the person who comes in direct contact with the dead body, or is in the same tent as the dead body, which will make that person into an av atum. Now let's see the
so does the chain impact end with the Rishon L'tumah? In other words, first person is an Av, second person is a Rishon. If the Rishon touches another person,
nothing happens. Okay, this is an entire Masechta. This is an entire Masech, Masech, I don't know which Masech, Masech Tahiris. I think it's Masech Tahiris. The Masech Mishnayis and Masech Tapora. You learn to say this, the Mishnayis of Tahiris. So all of these laws are spelled out. They're very complicated. There are many, many details. There are many details. But basically, a person does not have, who is a Rishon, cannot contaminate a utensil or another human being. The only thing a person who is a Rishon can do is contaminate food and drink. So when we say that we're going to make something into a sheni, the way it becomes a sheni is by a person touching a food. A food becomes a sheni. A person who is a Rishon, if he touches another person, I don't think it has any effect. It's only an avatum that can make a person into a Rishon. The one who is a Rishon can only be metame food and drink. And then the food and drink can be metame other foods and drink. That'll be a shlishi, that's going to be a truma. And the truma can be metame kodoshim, to make it into a revi. And the revi can be metame some of the items that are used in preparation for the para aduma. I'm not exactly sure those details, but by para aduma, the items that are used, maybe even the water you're going to use para aduma, can become a chamishim. If a person who's a revi touches it, the food that is a revi comes in contact with the water that you set aside for the paraduma, then the water becomes a chamishim. Okay, so there are seven madregos, and the point the pasuk is coming to make over here is that when a person who is a av hatuma, if he touches another human being or another human being touches him, they become a rishon l'tuma. And a Rishon L'tuma does not need the sprinkling of Para Aduma water. The only thing he needs to do is to go to Mikvah and wait until the sun sets. Now let's see what is over here in the Targum. We call the Yikrav Bey. Anyone, the Yikrav Bey, which means the Chol means the Yikrav Bey Misso'avo. You have to read it really backwards. You have to read it out of order. Really, the first word that you should read over here is the Chol Misava. Anyone who is tame, anyone who is in an av hatoma, who needs the para adum water on day 3 and day 7, the yigrav bay, if he will now touch another individual, or the yehei misav, that person will become tame. And likewise, Va'anosh, if another person touches the Yikrav Bey, that touches a person who is Navatumah, also Yehei Misav. But you do not need to have Paraduma water. Only Ad Ramsha, go to the Mikvah, that's self-understood, and when it becomes night, then the person is tar. Now let's see what we have over here, and anything over here in the bottom over here. Let's see. The Yikrav Bey. Okay, he says over in the very, very bottom. The Yikrav Bey, Hoysef Hamila Bo. He adds in the word bay. The word bay is not in the pasuk. Let's read the entire thing. Allah Shnakasa v'chein hoisav Rashi u'perush b'tomei meis. He touched tomei meis v'chagav b'kavonas Rashi u'kalisa shalim nefarish ha'nefesh ha'nagas shenoga. Do not explain v'nefesh ha'nagas shenoga b'mi shenitma b'tomei meis. Do not explain v'nefesh ha'nagas to mean Shenoga b'mi shenitma b'tamei meis hamuska le'el b'pasuk. Okay, saying the styles over here, there's something over here about this that can be misleading. There's something potentially misleading. Let me read the pasuk again. The pasuk over here says v'chol asher yigavai ha'tamei yitma. Okay, which we're going to read out of order. V'chol ha'tamei. Well, let's start with ha'tamei. We have here a person who is tamei. What is his status? His status is an avatoma. If he will now go and asher yigavai chol asher yigavai, anyone that this avatum touches, yitma, he becomes tame. What does he become? He becomes a rishon. Now, here is what the parish on the bottom says. We have now a dilemma. The next part of the pasuk says, v'hanefesh hanagas titma ad ha'aref. I'll give you two choices as to what this means. Either it means the person who is a Rishon, he is the Nefesh Hanagas that has been touched. The Rishon, the Nefesh Hanagas, No. I made a mistake. Let's take it back. Vanevish Nagas means number three. He touches. Who does he touch? Maybe what it means is if he touches number the one who is a Rishon, number two, Titma'ad Arif. Or maybe not. Maybe when it says the Nevesh HaNagas, the way we explained it, it means if a person touches the Av HaTomah, then he's Tomei. In other words, it's very easy. If you really want, you can really say Nevesh HaNagas over here means it's the next level. We start off with the Avi Avos, the dead body. Then walks in, then comes a person who touches the dead body. And the one who touches the dead body becomes an Av. Now, the Av HaTumah, what does he do? He touches somebody that makes that person into a Rishon. Maybe when it means, when the Pasuk continues, we now go into a Sheni. The Nefesh HaNagas means the next level. A Nefesh that touches the Rishon. He becomes a Sheni Titma Ad Arv until the night. Maybe that's what it means. It's coming to teach you the pasuk that a Rishon can make a Sheni. So along comes Rashi. Rashi was very careful to explain. It's not what it means. It means if a person touches the Av HaTumah, and the pasuk is teaching you, it does not make a difference who touches who. It does not make a difference if the Av HaTumah touches a person, or if a person touches the Av HaTumah. In both cases, they become a Rishon. And what about a Sheni? No such thing. That's where it stops. Maybe not. Maybe it means that if the Av HaTumah touches a Rishon, and then another person touches the Rishon, so it's coming to teach that you can go down another level to a Sheni. So Rashi very clearly said it's not the Pshat. Rashi says, Titma HaNefesh HaNagas Bo. Rashi adds that one word in. A Nefesh HaNagas Bo. The subject of the Pasuk. Who is the subject of this Pasuk? The Av HaTumah. Rashi makes it clear. B'tamei Beis. Rashi makes it clear as day. Oh, but it doesn't say that in the Pasuk. The Pasuk is open. The Pasuk allows itself to be interpreted. Maybe not like this. Maybe it means the Nevesh HaNagas with the next level. No, Rashi says the word bo. Now, problem here is that when we look over here, now the Targum did the same thing. V'chol diyikrav bei misso'ava yehei misso'af. Va'anosh, a person, diyikrav, he does exactly the same thing. Bei yehei misso'av ad ramsha. So the Targum also is coming to be very clear that it means the tummy mace. Now, what I want to tell you over here is, whatever he says on the bottom, you see, I'm a very evil approach to this shir. Very evil. My approach is to thrive on making machlokes. And my approach is that Rashi, if he agrees with the Targum, has nothing to say. Silence. Silence is golden. If Rashi is making a comment, that means Rashi is coming to disagree. Now, on the bottom over here, this fellow, this enormous Talmud Chacham, I can't even come near him in his greatness, and I mean that very, very seriously. He's not evil like me. He's trying to make them, you know, peace. Talmidei Chachamim marbim shalom ba'olam. But I enjoy using all of his hard work and his brilliance to say just the opposite. And to say, if Rashi really taka meant to agree with the Targum, Rashi would be quiet. And what I really believe is saying over here is, Rashi didn't add one word. Rashi added a lot of words. Rashi says, Vanefesh HaNoigas. Look at the Rashi. Rashi said three words. Hanefesh, Hanagas, Bo. And if you don't know who Bo is, let me tell you. Read my lips. The Bo is B'tamei Meis, the Av HaTumah, the fellow who actually touched the dead body. Read my lips. That's who Bo is. Why is Rashi saying this? It's because Rashi read Unkelus. And in Unkelus, it says, V'chol di yikrav be misa'ava yehei misa'af. Fine. Rashi unculus, Rashi understood the unculus to be saying that a Rishon can make a Sheni. Va'anosh, a Sheni, another man, the Yigrav Bey. The unculus did not say who the Bey is. He didn't say who the Bey is. He didn't say, like Rashi, the Bey is the Tomei Meis. Just adding one word, Bey, is not going to help you. It's not going to solve the problem. The Yigrav Bey, according to the way Rashi understood the unculus, I am suggesting, is touches the Rishon. A person who touches the Rishon, he will become a Sheni. Yehi Misoav Ad Ramsha, he'll be Tomei until the evening. Rashi saw this. He says, no. I thoroughly disagree with you. There is no such thing as a Rishon making a Sheni. So therefore, let me make a comment to state that I disagree. And Rashi says, Bo is Bey, and Rashi adds two more words. Who is the Bo? It's not the Rishon, but it's the Av. B'Tamei Meis. Mr. Rapport, you see what I'm trying to say?
I looked at it a little differently. I think Rashi, in the second part of the pasuk, because on Nefesh Nogesh, to me it wasn't clear, without Rashi, who's touching who. Is it the Nefesh that's Nogeya in the Meis Mamash, meaning the original?
No, we're done with him. We're done with that guy. The Nefesh Nogas, he needs...
You don't know that. Why, other, to me, that's why Rashi... specifically, that to tell you which nefesh and agas, who's touching who, it's not going back to the original individual who touched the dead body. No, Rashi's coming to say, I'm telling you, it's the guy who touched the avatuma.
So who's the nefesh? Is the nefesh is the rishon, right? The person who's
correct.
Going to become a rishon, he touches the avatuma. Okay, fine, right? That's what Rashi's saying. But let me give you another show. Let me give you a third interpretation. A third interpretation is it's the Sheni who's touching the Rishon. The Nefesh is the Sheni who is touching Hanagas, who's touching Hanagas, who touches who did he touch? Well, we just finished talking about the Rishon. So now we're continuing the story. We're going out to the next level. The Sheni, the Nefesh, who's going to be the potential Sheni, Hanagas, who touches the one that just became Tomei in the beginning of the Pasuk.
But Rashi, the next Rashi, cuts
one
off
next
the Sfara. Look at Rashi, Titma Ad Horeb. Rashi only brings two levels, right?
Right, exactly. Rashi is explicitly, you're telling me that Rashi over here is coming to reject that he did not touch the Aviyah voice. I'm saying, no, Rashi is coming to reject that he did not touch the Shane, the Rishon.
No, the way I learned the last Rashi, Titmata Arav, Rashi is cutting it off at the Rishon. There's nothing beyond
Rishon. Rashi already cut it off. Rashi already cut it off in the previous Rashi. The Nefesh Hanagas Bo. Who? Who are we talking about? B'Tomei Meis. That's the Av HaToma. Rashi clearly says, the Nefesh Hanagas, we're dealing over here with the Rishon. The Rishon touched the Av. Not the Sheni touching the Rishon, and not the Av touching the dead body. The Hanefesh Hanagas, this is going to be the Rishon. Who did he touch? Bo. He touched, who's the Bo? The Bo is B'Tomei Meis, the Avatum. And Rashi now clarifies, Titma Ana Aref, Mikan, Lamanu, Shehameis Avi Avay Satomo, the Hanogea Bo, the Av, the Hanogea Bo Avatumo, and he has the power, Umetame Adam, he can make into a Rishon. He's summarizing the entire page. Umetame Adam, that was the last thing that we just learned, and he has the power to make an Av, can make a Rishon. Period. That's it. And that's where the buck stops.
Right, I agree.
Right, exactly. But forget about Rashi. Make believe we did not have a Rashi. If we did not have this entire Rashi, and you would read this Pasuk, you can say one of three things. You can say what you said, that maybe it means Vanefesh and Agaspo means he touched the dead body, and we are describing the Av. Maybe it means like what Rashi indeed did say, it means the Rishon touched the Af, or maybe I'm giving you a third alternative. Or maybe what it means is, in this Pasuk, it means the Sheni is touching the Rishon. I know what Rashi says. Rashi made it very clear his opinion. It means here that the Rishon touched the Af, period. But maybe what the Pasuk means is, the Sheni touched the Rishon. Over here it tells you...
I'll give you another way to look at it. It could be because the Pasuk is not clear. And how long must the person be Tomei? If he touched, we don't know what... Who is it touching? An agas. Is it touching a mace? Or is it touching...
Well, that's the first choice.
The Kiddush is, Rashi's trying to say, don't think that if, you if you're of Ava Tuma, you touch the mace, you're going to be only Tomei until night time. Don't think like that. Because
Mr. Rapport, you went on mute by mistake.
What?
Yeah, you're back.
My attitude is, if you touch an avatum, you're going to be tummy. So the last safe of the pasuk is trying to tell you, and why the pasuk needs to tell you, but that to me the chiddush, how long are, if you're an avatum, I mean a rishon latuma, how long are you to matama? How long? What is it?
You don't need paradumma water. Exactly. You don't need it. Right, exactly. You don't need paradumma water. Right. You only tell me out of RF. Correct. I mean, that's also part of the same thing, but the translation of Nefesh Nogas means the Nefesh that touches. The Nefesh that touches over here, it's exactly what the Pasuk is saying. Right. But I'm saying, I'm giving you a choice. But maybe what the Pasuk is trying to teach you is that there's another level of Tumah. There's another level going down to Sheni. So over here in the Ma'at Tzar, he says, well, the Targum also added in one more word. Vanosh de Yikrav Bey. That's not in the Pasuk. The word Bey is not in the Pasuk. A man that touched him is Tomei until the night. Rashi said, Bo, Tomei Meis. Rashi made it clear as day. Why do Rashi add those two words, Tomei Meis? Because the Targum only said one word, Bey. And that one word may lead us to believe that the one that we are discussing here, the Sheni that now touches the Rishon, he's also Tomei. Rashi says, if that's what you mean to say, I'm sorry to tell you I disagree with you.
Why can't you say that when the second clause in the Targum, Bei Masu, the Karabei, it's like a reflective comment back on his original four words, Chol Karabei Masabu.
Because there's an extra word.
Why is he Tommy? Because he touched him.
Well, first of all, it would seem I don't know grammar. I don't know anything. But it would seem that the word hanoigas is not the same word as asher yigabo. Asher yigabo means who's touching who, who's touching who. You'll tell me it doesn't really make a difference, and you're right, it doesn't make a difference. It doesn't make a difference. But the fact that the pasuk changed the way who's touching who. The first part says, the Tomei, the Avatoma, he touches. He extends his finger and he touches. The next words, Hanefesh Hanagas, means the civil translation is that the Tomei, the one who is Tomei, is standing like a statue. He's standing like a statue. And an innocent bystander comes along and touches him. Now, it doesn't really make a difference who touches who. What counts is contact. But it would appear the reason why we're changing who's touching who's, we're trying to introduce. We're trying to teach you something new. According to Rashi, there's really not much of a chiddush going. There's nothing really new being taught. The first part of the pasuk says that the Tomei touches someone, and the second part of the pasuk says when the Tomei is still like a statue and someone touches him, and therefore, according to Rashi's maskana, we have not gone lower than the level of a Rishon. We have the Avatuma and we have a Rishon, and that's where the story ends. But the fact that Pasuk did change its wording would definitely open up the possibility that we're going now to the next level. And I'm trying to suggest that that's really what Targum is saying. Because the Targum, he adds a word that doesn't say in the Pasuk. It says, Hanefesh Hanagas. And then he adds in Bey. He adds the word bow. What does that mean over here? A nefesh hanagas. Someone touches him. Now, bow means a living person. Bow doesn't mean the dead. it seems in the living person, because of the same way that when Hashem Yigah Bo, he means living person, it seems that we're going now to another level. And according to the Onkelos, it would seem that we're going now, we just finished teaching you the law of an Av, making a Rishon, and now let me tell you a Chiddush, that if this could be a Sheni. Rashi didn't like that. Rashi says, no such thing as a Sheni. And the Pasuk is just repeating the same concept again, like what you're saying, and it's just presenting it from a different angle. Whether you touch him, he touches you, it's all the same. You're a Tomei, but you're only Tomei midin to Masneis, and there is no para adubo water. All right, let's go further. Let's leave it with that. Now, here we lose some Rashi, now we know there's some beautiful Rashis. Over here, there's no more time. This will be Rashi over here. He does not do this too often in Chumash. Rashi gets all the way to the middle of the next Aliyah. He gets all the way to the middle of the next, and now Rashi is going to start all over again and explain the entire parasha with Agada. So we'll just read through the Rashi very quickly. One nicely say this. Over here it says, Zehu Peirusha Lufi Mashmo'a V'Hilchoy Seha. Everything that I've taught you until this point is the Peirush according to the way it sounds and the laws. This is the basics. Now, Umedush Agada, now we're going to go in and review the entire parasha according to the Medush Agada. Takti, I have plagiarized, I have quoted, and I'm going to quote for you word for word, Mi Yisoidoi Shel Rabbi Moshe Hadarshan, from the Yisoidoi, which I guess means from the Yisoid, the works of Rabbi Moshe Hadarshan. Zel, here we go, here he starts all over again. The Yichu Elecha, it says that Aaron HaKohen, that you shall take Elecha Mishalohem. Kishem Shahim Parku Nizme Hazov Le'egel Mishalohem. Kach Yaviu Zu L'chapara Mishalohem. Okay, so the Para Aduma, who's paying for the Para Aduma? Whose credit card are you going to swipe when you buy the Para Aduma for Klal Yisrael? The answer is it must be the property of the entire Klal Yisrael. The Para Aduma is here to bring atonement for the chet of the Egel. Who made the Egel? Who paid for the Egel? Private individuals. They took off the nose rings from the men. Okay, the Para Aduma was a product of nose rings. Isn't that interesting? They pulled off the nose rings or the earrings? Maybe both. They pulled the earrings. Men in those days wore earrings. Now, the women did not want to give up their earrings. They refused. So the men pulled off their own earrings. The Para Aduma is a product of an ornament that you wear on the ears. The Chazal say, Massive Anishma. It was a very evil rebellion. They took, why did they wear earrings? To adorn the ears that heard us. They said, "Not." They said, Nishma. Massev Anishma. The ears that were willing to listen, they beautified them. That beautification for listening to Hashem is now being used as a tool and a source to rebel against Hashem. You have another, there's another very disturbing Chazal. Chazal said that after they made the Egel Hazov, what do? They brought the Egel Hazov offerings, sacrifices. What do they offer the Egel Hazov? The mon. Can you imagine the chutzpah? Hashem gives Klal Yisrael this miraculous bread, and they take the miraculous bread and they bring it as an offering to the Egel. Okay, it's a double chutzpah. A chutzpah built upon a chutzpah to offer the Egel the man. Same thing over here. What are these earrings? The earrings that they're using over here are the earrings that they used to beautify their ears that heard Hashem speak to them. The ornament that was used to beautify Hashem, we're now going to use this to go and make an Egel to rebel against the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So just like they gave up their own earrings, so when you take the Para Aduma, which is an atonement for the Egel, you have to take the money, has to come from the Jewish people. Mishalohem, Kishem Shahim, Parku, Nizme, Azov, Egel, Mishalohem, Kach, So, Tu, Yaviu, Zu, Lechapar, Mishalohem. The money must come from their pockets. Para Aduma, Mashul Ben Shifcha, it's a Mashul to a Ben Shifcha, Shetinif Paltoin Shel Melech. Okay, the child of a maidservant. Child of a maidservant, the diaper, and it soiled the palace. Amru, they said, Tavo Imo, let the mother of the maidservant come. Vitikaneah Hatsoya, and let her clean up the garbage. Kach so too tovay para u'mechaper alay. An egel is a baby animal. The egel hazav is an egel. So now when they need atonement with the mother should come. What's the mother of the egel? The para. Aduma red al shem im yadimu katoyla shachet kari odoim. It says in the positive, a person's sins are red like crimson, then I will whiten it like snow. So a chet is called red. So therefore, the reason why the pardu must be perfectly red is to acknowledge that we are sinners. Tanima, al shem yishol show you tanimin. The Jewish people are tanimim, v'nasu by ba'alei mumim, and we became full of blemishes. We were once upon a time tanimim, we were perfect at Har Sinai, and then we became blemished. Tavay zu v'sechaper aleim, v'yachzu lit l'tamusam, let this parah come and atone for the Jewish people, and we will return to our state of tanimus. Lo olo le'ol, the animal may not have a yoke, k'shem sheparku me'aleim ol shamayim. The Jewish people, they remove the yoke of heaven, so now we have to go and we remove the yoke of heaven. We have to acknowledge we also removed from our shoulders Hashem's yoke. El Elazar HaKohen, who is the one Kadesh Mishenekhalu, Kishem Shnekhalu al Aaron, Shukoim La Soy Soegel, Ulafish Aaron Osa Soegel, Lenasis Avoida Zu al Yodosh, Ein Kateganasanega. You must have a Kohen, just like Aaron was a Kohen. But the Kohen Gadol may not do it, only the Skan Kohen, because Ein Kateger Nasa Sanega, since Aaron was guilty in contributing, in facilitating the Egel, the accuser cannot be the defender, and therefore we have to go take only the second in command, Elazar HaKohen. Okay, next. V'saraf es ha-parah, you shall burn the parah, k'shem sh'nishraf ha-egel, just like the Egel was nisraf, the Egel was destroyed. Eitz eres v'eiz of shnit ha-las, cedarwood, hyssop, and a shnit ha-las crimson, red thread, Shloisha minin halalu k'neged shloisha alfei ish shloishas alfei ish naflu be'egel. There were 3,000 men who died in the egel. Each one of these items corresponds to 1,000. The erez who agvoy mikol ha'ilonis. Erez is mighty. It's strong. The ezav namach mikulam. Simen shahagavoa shemisgo'er v'chato. The one that's very tall and mighty that sin. Yashvilas atzmai ke ezoiv v'tolas, he shall humble himself like the ezoiv, the hyssop, and v'tolas. V'yishaper boy, the tolas over here means only a worm. Now, it's this master saying, it says over here, shni tolas. Once upon a time we learned this together, here in this year, what is the meaning of the shni tolas? So we simply translate it to mean a cord, a piece of wool that has been dyed with a dye that makes the cord turn red. Where do they extract the dye? Where do they get the dye from? So some will tell them they get from a worm. So a worm, that's why it's called tolas. They extract the blood of a worm, a certain type of worm, and has a red dye, and they put it onto the wool, and the wool becomes red. So when you look at the red crimson, the red thread, so right away the person is humble, then you should be humble. Okay, the missionaries, that's it. They all know the missionaries. Kumoisha Pasha Egel, Kumoisha Pesha Egel Shamur the Rights Lapianus, Shilha Kudish Engba Mifa Mifukedes Egel. It says in the Kostel that this service will be a missionaries. Just like the Egel, unfortunately, the sin is so great and is guarded by Kadosh Baruch Hu as a Mishmeres for all generations. She'en lecha pekuda is a very frightening Rashi. There is never a time in Jewish history when there's a pekuda. Pekuda means a visitation of punishment. She'en ba mi pekuda so'egel does not include punishment from the Egel. Every time Hashem punishes the Jewish people, included in that punishment is a degree, a dosage, a punishment from the Egel, Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk. Let me turn to the next page. As it says in the Pasuk, here it is, Uviyoyim Pakti, so I finally learned how to do that. Wasn't that cool? I was able to turn to the next page. Uviyoyim Pakti Pokadati. on the day that I visit you, I will visit you. In other words, on the day that I bring upon you punishment, ufakadti, I will bring upon you the punishment. Punishment for this, the other sins. When I bring upon you a new punishment, I'll bring upon you the punishment for the egel. Every single individual who is involved in this preparation becomes tameh. Everyone that was involved in the egel got punished. But anyone that is involved in the paradum becomes tameh. And just like the efer of the egel is what brought atonement, shenemar vayizer al pnei hamayim, Moshe, he burned the egel into dust and he scattered it upon the water, and that's what brought atonement. Kach so to v'lochu l'atamim me'ifas shes v'achatas, so too is the same process. You're going to take from the ashes, you're going to take from the ash of the parah, and that's going to be the source of atonement for the Jewish people. Okay, so these are very beautiful mamari chasidat divrei agada. Rashi elaborates on that. Now we go to the next one. We have 5 minutes left, which is a little bit, so we'll be doing 5 minutes. Pasik perikot paskava yevovene yishol hakoli the midbar tzin. The Jewish people, they come, they arrive to the entire assembly to the desert of tzin. V'acholi de yishol yishol in the first month of what year? We have to see Rashi. V'ayeshev on big kodesh. The people, they dwelt in kodesh. V'atam shem Miriam died. V'ati kover shemen, she was buried there in midbar tzin. Let's see Rashi. Rashi pasik aleph. Call her Ada. Ada Hashalema. Okay, it says over here, call her Ada. It means the Ada that's complete to the exclusion of Shekvar Mesu Misei Midbar. Anyone that was supposed to die already died. The Elu Parshul Chaim. Isn't that amazing, Rashi? Rashi over here says, would call her Ada. From the words called Eidah, infers that we're dealing over here, this event took place at the end of the 40 years. The very end of the 40 years, and everyone that was supposed to die already died. We're dealing now with a new generation. And the younger generation of those that were partial l'chaim, they were alive. What happens now? Okay, that's it. Miriam dies. Lama nisim chamisas Miriam l'parashas parah, aduma, l'ayim l'cha, ma'ak, Korbonus mechaprin, sarmachinim kemosha paradum mechaperis, af yisas tzadikim mechaperis. Very powerful Rashi. That just like korbonus bring atonement, so to the death of tzadikim bring atonement. And this is a very scary Rashi because paraduma is not a real carbon. Paraduma is a different type of carbon. It's called a carbon, but nothing of the carbon, nothing of the para enters inside the Beis HaMikdash. It's completely burned, it's slaughtered. The blood doesn't go on the Mizbeach. The Torah calls it a carbon, but it's not your typical carbon. And Chazal said we're comparing the death of Tzadikim specifically to the Paraduma. Paraduma is called a carbon, and a carbon generally brings atonement. So to the death of Tzadikim brings atonement. Okay, there's a lot to be said about that. I don't know, we have to think about that. Tamasha Miriam died, Afi Minashika Mez, she died with a kiss. And the name Aloy Nemar Abba Al Pi Hashem, why doesn't it say Pi Hashem, which indicates the kiss? She'enai derech kovin shalmayel, it's not derech eretz. The Siddur HaKadosh kissed the woman. Uba Ari Nemar Al Pi Hashem, Be'ilam Asim. In fact, the woman makes a gzera shava. It says the word Shom by Miriam, and it says later in the parish the word Shom by Aaron, Shom. Just like Aaron, we know, died with a shikah, so Miriam died with a kiss. Now let's go to the Targum. Targum it says, "Aso Bnei Yisrael, Kol Kimishta, the entire assembly, Lemad Bira B'Tzin, the desert of Tzin, B'Yarcha Kadmaof, in the first month, we save Amma Birkam, the people they dwelt in the place called Birkam, Meisas Taman Miriam died there, V'Iskil Baras Taman, she was buried there." Let's look at the Ma'at Sari. Ma'atzari says, Lemidbara, Hoysef Islam Lashan Mikra. Okay, he is a Lamid. Okay, let's see, Birkam, a name of a place. Derechatagum Lashan Skatas and Roshemus, Lashan Mukon, Murgal. So he says, Birkam. It says over here, they came to Midbar Tzin. What in the world are you talking about? They came, I'm sorry, the Kodesh. that people dwelt in the city called Kodesh. And the Targum says they dwelt in a place called Birkam. So we had this before. The Targum always does. When the Targum goes into the world of geography, he writes the name of the location based upon the current location where it was when he wrote the Targum. Okay, there's another pasuk. There's no water. So what do they do? They gather Moshe Aaron. Let's see pasuk based on Rashi. There was no water. Rashi says, V'lo hoya mayim lo'edah mikan shakol arvom shana hoya lochem be'er b'zechus Miriam. Since now, for the very first time, the water came to an end, that's an indication. Until now, the water was water because it's called the Miriam. Targum pasuk beis. Targum says, V'lo hava maya lich nishta for the assembly. V'iskin nishu, they gathered al Moshe v'yal Ari. Targum pasuk beis. Hava. Okay, V'lo hava. I don't know what that means. Alright, we're out of time. We're going to stop over here. Ablaze, thank you so much for coming in with me. Mr. Rapport, thank you very much. All the best, everyone. Zygazant. Be well, everyone.